Good evening, Devori Sons. As introduced, I'm Anil Pinto, MC for this evening. On the request of the organizers and with the permission of the president of this program. A warm welcome to the National Seminar on Scripts and Languages of Modern India, with special reference to Konkani, being held on March 10 and 11, 2012 at Kalangam, Mangalore, under the auspices of Jagatik Konkani Sangatan, JSK, the Global Konkani Organization. This seminar is going to be a major milestone in the history of Konkani, and we hope a major turn in the debate and practice of Konkani writing. To help us have a more enlightened debate, we have with us eminent scholars on political cultures and language, Professors Valerian Rodriguez, Anvita Abhi, Asha Sarangi, Alok Rai, and Arun Pratap Naik. We will wait for the resource persons to arrive in this venue, and thereafter we start the program. To briefly put the schedule, keep the schedule before you. This evening, we have the inaugural program. At the end of the inaugural program, we have the keynote address, followed by a paper by Anvita Abhi on script and language, relationship and contentions. This will be followed by a play, Tulsi, based on the story by Jnanpitha Award winner, the only Jnanpitha Award winner in Konkani, late Rabindra Kelekar, presented by the Kalakul Theatre Repertory. Today's program gets over at 8:30 with dinner. Tomorrow, Sunday, we begin with breakfast at 9 and begin the first paper tomorrow, which is by Dr. Alok Rai, on language, script, and dominance in India. The second paper tomorrow is by Asha Sarangi on language and territory, issues of rights and identities. At 12, we have a paper by Madhavi Sardesai, the case for a single script for Konkani. We also have a short paper, a surprise paper in the afternoon, which I will not announce now. And the last paper that we have is by Dr. Naik, which is on the case for manuscripts for Konkani. Each of these presentations are followed by discussions. At least half an hour is given for discussions. And at 3, there is a summation by the steering committee, followed by the concluding remarks by the chairperson. That's Professor Dr. Valerian Rodriguez. We will wait the arrival of the resource person. On behalf of the organizers, apologies for the slight delay, as the flight of the resource persons, flights actually, were delayed as they were coming via Hyderabad and Bangalore. We have amidst us all the resource persons now. May I request the office bearers of Jagatik Konkani Sammelan, President Tomlin Cardos, General Secretary Eric Osirio, and Treasurer Roy Castellino to escort these resource persons onto the dais, please. The resource persons, Dr. Rodriguez, Dr. Abhi, Dr. Rai, Dr. Sarangi, and Dr. Naik. I now invite the Honorable President of Jagatik Konkani Sangatan and President of this inaugural program, Tomlin Cardos, to welcome the gathering. Mr. Cardos, please.
Professor Valerian Rodriguez, the chairperson for the seminar Scripts and Languages of Modern India with special reference to Konkani, the resource persons Dr. Anvita Abhi, Dr. Alok Rai, Dr. Asha Sarange, and Dr. Pratap Naik, the other office bearers of Jagatik Konkani Sangathan, and my dear friends. On behalf of Global Konkani Organization, I extend my hearty welcome first to the chairperson of this 2 days conference, Professor Valerian Rodriguez, other resource persons, Dr. Anvita Abhi, Dr. Alok Rai, Dr. Asha Sarangi, and Dr. Pratap Naik, who have come all the way from Delhi to enlighten us on a major issue, that is the scripts of languages. Our welcome goes to you, all the participants who are here with us today. Jagatik Konkani Sangathan is an organization which aims at bringing unity among the Konkani people. Konkani people are scattered in different states of India, Goa, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Kerala, and people in different states write Konkani in different scripts. Of course, a lot of discussion will take place here, but all these people needs to be united. The script should not be a wall to separate us from achieving the unity. And therefore, unity in diversity, the principle on which our great country marching forward in the throughout the world, I think the same principle can be used to unite Konkani people scattered in different parts of the country and writing Konkani in different scripts. I am not taking much time. I am confident that this seminar will be really fruitful and give us some insight how to go ahead with the unity of Konkani people through the mantra unity in diversity. Once again, I welcome all the guests, resource persons, and all of you, and say thank you to you. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Carlos. This seminar is an intellectual treat with such a brilliant panel. It is my privilege to introduce them to this August gathering. Each of them have made seminal contributions in their respective fields and in their illustrious career. While I would love to dwell in detail with all the achievements, especially academic ones, I have at my disposal a little time, and hence I shall be brief, focusing mainly on why they matter for the seminar. Let me begin with Professor Valerian Rodriguez. Born in Mangalore with a PhD from the prestigious Jawaharlal Nehru University, he taught at Mangalore University for nearly 2 decades and at Jawaharlal Nehru University, JNU, New Delhi. He was a fellow at the Indian Institute of Advanced Studies, Shimla, and Agatha Harrison Fellow at St. Anthony's College, Oxford University. He's also held various visiting professorships at Würzburg University, Germany, and at Oxford University. He's an important political thinker of our times in India and has published on political theory, Ambedkar thought, Indian constitution, marginalized contesting communities. His papers and books have been published by the renowned Sage, Oxford University Press, Macmillan, Rawat, and many more. His papers also have been published by Economic and Political Weekly, among others. He has guided 18 PhDs and presently is a professor at the Center for Political Studies, JNU. He is a chairperson of this seminar. We are pleased to have you with us, sir. May I request the president of Jagatik Konkani Sangathan to give him her floral welcome. Your hands together, please. We are also privileged to have amidst us as a resource person Anvita Abhi, a PhD from Cornell University. She is presently the professor of linguistics at the Center for Linguistics School of Language, Literature and Culture Studies, Jawaharlal Nehru University, New Delhi. She's a world-recognized distinguished linguist on minority languages of the Indian subcontinent and has carried out first-hand field research on all six language families of India. She has published in the areas of aerial typology, language documentation, structures of tribal languages, language policy and education, and analysis of ethnolinguistic aspects of language use. Her most significant work has been on the highly threatened languages spoken in Andaman Islands, especially the languages of Great Andamanese, which have been extensively documented by her and are available on the website Endangered Languages Archives, hosted by SOAS, University of London. These languages have been shown by Professor Abhi to be a separate language family, later corroborated by population genesis. She has authored and co-authored and edited over a dozen books. I would mention only three from the point of view of our seminar: Dictionary of Great Andamanese Language, 2012, A Manual of Linguistic Fieldwork and Structures of Indian Languages, Languages of the Tribal and Indigenous Peoples of India. She has been recently invited to deliver public talks in major universities in Europe, which include Manchester, University of London, University of Edinburgh, and many other. She's also is a visiting professor at many universities. She has just returned after veiling the prestigious Leverhulme Professor at SOAS, University of London. She has been awarded a rare honorary membership of the Linguistic Society of America for a pioneering contribution to the languages of India. At present, she is on the advisory board of Terra Lingua and is an advisor to UNESCO on language issues. She received the prestigious Rashtriya Lok Bhasha Samman in 2003 for her contribution. She served the Konkani Academy, Goa, in the advisory position. At present, she is a member of the advisory board of Sahitya Academy for awarding the status of classical language, as well as Bhasha Samman awards in tribal and lesser known languages. She's currently working on the topic of language evolution with respect to people of Andamans. We are honored that you accepted our invitation. May I once again request the president of the Jagatik Konkani Sammelan to extend her to the Sangathan, I'm sorry, to extend the floral welcome. Next, we have Asha Sarangi, a PhD from University of Chicago. She's at present an associate professor at the Center for Political Studies, Jawaharlal Nehru University, New Delhi. The main areas of her interest are political and cultural economy of development in modern India, state politics in India, identity and politics in South Asia, and more specifically, the politics of linguistic nationalism in modern India. She has most recently edited a volume titled Interrogating Reorganization of States, Culture, Identity and Politics in India, published by Routledge. Her other publication is an edited volume, Language and Politics in India, published by Oxford University Press. She has published numerous books, which are published by leading publishing houses like Oxford University Press, Sage, Blackwell, Macmillan, and the journal EPW. We too are honored by her presence here and extend a warm floral welcome through the president of the Jagatik Konkani Sangathan. Another scholar who joins us from Delhi University, Alok Rai, has a PhD from University College London. He's currently the professor in the Department of English, Delhi University, after having taught at Indian Institute of Technology, New Delhi, University of Allahabad, and being a senior fellow at the Nehru Memorial Library, New Delhi. He won the Commonwealth Academic Staff Scholarship at University College London and the prestigious Rhodes Scholarship at Magdalene College, Oxford. And to be noted is that his supervisor was Raymond Williams. He also has numerous publications and engaged with the question of nationalism, especially in the context of Hindi. A warm welcome to you, and to the president of the Jagatik Konkani Sangathan, we extend your full welcome. Last, but not the least, we have our own, and I'll be the briefest because he is known to all of you here, our own Pratap Naik, or Dr. Father Pratapananda Naik. He has a PhD in linguistics from University of Pune, has published extensively and worked extensively for the cause, language and script of Konkani, not only in Goa, but wherever Konkani is spoken. He has won the Divo Award, Bruno Eduardo Souza Aidostik Sonman, Shonai Goibab Puraskar, and a life member of many organizations. He is the editor of one of the two leading journals in Konkani, SOD. A warm welcome to your own home, other home, Kalanya. Thank you. May I now invite the General Secretary of Jagatik Konkani Sangathan, Eric Osirio, to tell us about the objectives and purpose of this seminar.
I'll speak later. We'll have the formal inauguration now, because some members of the press want to rush to another program from here. We'll have that, and then I will speak on this subject.
The inaugural ceremony is very, very brief and very symbolic. May I invite the president of Jagatik Konkani Sangathan to present a mic, a pen, and a scroll to the chairperson of the seminar, and thereby symbolically inaugurate. Now the chairperson takes over till tomorrow evening. I invite Eric Osorio back to the podium.
With the permission of the chairperson, I beg to speak a few words. Why did this seminar on script, Dignitaries on the Dais, ladies and gentlemen? That a language does not have a script of its own is never an impediment for it to flourish and progress. Hindi and English, though both cannot boast of a script of their own, have grown so extensively that while Hindi today is accepted as India's national language, English has become an internationally recognized language of communication. Even when a language is written in more than one script, the language still develops if variety is accepted, respected, and opportunities provided for all varieties to grow. The growth of every variety contributes to the overall growth of the language. For more than 70 years now, Konkani has been plagued, I use the word plagued, Konkani has been plagued by the script issue, which has acted as a millstone around Konkani's neck, not allowing it to make strides. It also has become the greatest stumbling block for Konkani unity. The problem of Konkani is not that it does not have a script of its own, nor that it uses multi-scripts, Kannada, Roman, Devanagari, Malayalam, Perso Arabic, for its literary expression, but that one script, though not the most popular, has systematically and consistently been attempted to be foisted and imposed on the practitioners of all other scripts. Script is a part of one's linguistic identity, and therefore, when someone tries to destroy the other script and impose his own on the other, it is perceived as a threat to one's identity. Such imposition will be resisted and fought. As a result, what is supposed to bring about unity only increases disunity, creates disharmony and suspicion, and builds barriers between different sections of Konkani. This is exactly what Konkani suffers from. And if this policy is allowed to continue, all hopes of Konkani unity will be lost forever. This policy has increased the rift between different sections of Konkani and has contributed greatly to the communal divide. No wonder, therefore, that script has become the most contentious issue in Konkani, without resolving which there seems no way forward. I have five assertions to make. They tell me that this is not an attempt, and I'm sure these eminent scholars will not be pressurized by anyone. They have their independent views, but as organizers, we would like to make these assertions, not to lead them, but to tell them. What we stand for. Therefore, I have five assertions to make. That script, one, that script is only a vehicle to express a language. It is the language that is of primary importance. Script is secondary. If it is the other way, then it is like tying the cart before the horse. In Konkani, we have done just that. We have tied the horse behind the cart, and therefore we find the going tough and cumbersome. We make no progress. We have made script more important than the language. Two, the issue of dialect is directly linked with the issue of script. Now, this is something I want everyone to note, that the issue of dialect is directly linked with the issue of script. Many times while attempting to impose a particular script, What is really sought to be imposed is a particular dialect. Real intentions are never revealed or discussed, as these have definite communal and caste connotations and therefore are more delicate, touchy and uncomfortable. As a result, we end up treating only the symptoms and not the actual ailment. No wonder, therefore, a cure is hard to find. Third assertion I would like to make is the issue of script in Konkani is more a political issue used as a political weapon against other script groupings. How else would one explain how a section of people writing and reading their Konkani in one script act as crusaders for the imposition of another script on others, a script they themselves cannot read and write? Get my point? That they cannot write in that script or read in that. They do not write and read in that script, but they tell the world that Konkani has to be written in a particular script. If this is not politics, what else is it? Four, we firmly believe that unity among any people, including Konkani, can be achieved only by respecting all varieties and not by imposing one and destroying the others. Given the fact that Konkani boasts of a tremendous amount of variety with regard not only to script, but dialects, castes, creeds, practices, customs, traditions, dress, costumes, cuisine, folklore, folk and performing arts, history, hopes and aspirations, etc. How does one expect to bring about unity by doing away with one variety, with variety in script alone? See, we have not only script variety, we have dialect variety, we have other varieties, caste, creed and other varieties. And we are told that if everyone accepts one variety in the script, unity will come about among Konkanis. Somewhere this doesn't sound right. The slogan, Ek Bhas, Ek Lipi, Ek Sahitya, Ek Samaj, smacks of fascism and is very dangerous for the future of Konkani. We say, respect every variety and try and find Konkani unity in diversity. That should be the mantra for Konkani. The fifth assertion I would like to make is the issue of the official script, because the moment you talk of script in Konkani, they take up the issue of official script, which is the official script of Konkani. So we say that the issue of the official script of Konkani cannot be decided by a handful of people belonging to one script variety. It being an eminently important issue concerning all sections, it has to be decided involving all sections through a democratic process. Such a process has never been attempted in Konkani. Moreover, the issue of the official script is a secondary issue. The primary issue is whether we opt for a single script or should we continue to remain a multi-script language grouping. Some feel very uncomfortable with that thought, that we should continue as a... Okay. Attempts in the past towards a resolution have been restricted to mild protests, appeals and requests, which have had no effect. However, with the formation of Jagatik Konkani Sangathan, Global Konkani Organization, which today represents 126 organizations from 13 countries, there is hope that the script issue will be resolved in the near future. JKS is seeking outside opinion and expert advice and therefore has organized this national seminar on the script issue with the hope that we would be better enlightened to find a viable solution to the vexing script problem. We have no fancy ideas that this seminar is going to provide us the clue. No, this is only the beginning. It will only enlighten us better. The main purpose of JKS organizing, Jagatik Konkani Sangathan, organizing this national seminar is to find an honest answer to the question, and this is the question. Given the globalized situation in which every regional language and culture suffocates and gasps for survival, will the interest of Konkani be best served by allowing all its varieties of script, dialect and others the right to preserve themselves and thereby contributing to the overall development of Konkani, or by imposing one variety on all and destroying the others? Will the interest of Konkani be better served by imposing one variety and destroying the others, or allowing the right of preservation to all varieties in terms of dialect and in terms of script and in terms of all other things? Jagatik Konkani Sangathan also proposes to set in motion a democratic process involving the practitioners of all scripts, which will decide the issue of the official script for Konkani. It is hoped that this seminar will serve as the foundation on which this process will be based. With this hope, I end. I hope I have set what goals we have, what objectives we have in organizing this seminar. I hope I placed them before you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Enrico Zirio, for clarifying the agenda of the seminar for us. May I now invite Professor Dr. Glenn Rodriguez, the chairperson of this two-day seminar, to present his keynote address. Sir, please.
Mr. Carlos, Mr. Enrico Zirio, Mr. Castellino, my panelists, Professor Alok Rai, Professor Anvita Abdi, Professor Asha Sarangi, Dr. Pratap Naik, and the participants. We are sorry that we came late and the program was held up and most of you had to wait for over an hour. I don't think people should actually wait, you know, for great eminences to come, and we aren't, and we were held up on the way. This seminar came up with Eric Wazirio's fairly passionate discussion that I had with him about 3 months ago. I substantially agreed with him, the way he actually put across his views with regard to the script. But script issue or script controversy is not confined to Konkani alone. It's a much larger issue. It bedevils several languages and several script communities. A wider discussion may help in throwing up some light on the issues that are controversial with regard to Konkani as well. We spoke of a few names who could be invited to discuss issues. Some of the people like Professor Anvita Abhi had done some work on Konkani earlier, but people move on, and she was a little reluctant initially to come, although I knew that she was probably the best person to speak on this theme in India. And others, you know, Alok Rai is an authority about the great controversy that came up between Urdu and Hindi, and he has done probably one of the most far-reaching work with regard to this controversy, which touches upon the issues of Konkani as well. And Dr. Asha Sarangi has looked into issues of policies. Dr. Pratap Naik is extremely well known to you. So we thought that we would come together with people who are involved with this issue, who are concerned with this issue, and maybe in the process of interaction, we would be able to evolve a body of ideas which could sustain us over time with engaging with these issues. I am definitely not an expert on script, neither on Konkani language and literature, but there are some criteria which are part of my study, around which I thought these issues could be framed. And this is what I am going to say in the keynote. Therefore, it is definitely not the keynote for the seminar, but can we think of a body of norms, values, around which some of these controversies could be worked out. My presentation is short. I request you to listen to this heavy terminology that I am using, but this is part of my work, and you will have to bear with me with the language. I don't want to flaunt language before you. I want to flaunt a body of ideas, and part of them go with Eric, part of these ideas I want to actually place not against what he said earlier, but in the larger context of the script controversy, script contentions across India. Scripts and languages mark civilizations, and much of what we consider today as cultures are closely bound with linguistic communities. This is something which is accepted today by everyone. In other words, culture, community, and language are closely entwined and often overlap. People are embedded in cultures and communities mainly expressed through a language, and therefore the non-recognition, relative marginalization, and the loss of a language can affect them deleteriously. People who lose a language or lose a culture become people who have absolutely no basis as far as their existence and their own confidence is concerned. In other words, a rooted and confident human self is closely associated with a linguistic community. At the same time, limiting a person, and this is against something which probably Eric was striving at, limiting a person exclusively to a single linguistic community can be hugely confining, no matter how populous such language and rich its contents. A language other than one's mother tongue can provide an access to another culture and to its way of life. Often, enrichment of one's language is mediated through access to the resources of other languages. Many of the Indian languages would have remained poorer without the access to the resources of other languages. At the same time, this is therefore, on one hand, I feel it's important to be embedded within a language community. At the same time, I think one should not be confined to a language community, because one would be losing a great deal of access to the resources of the world in the process. At the same time, languages as social formations are deeply embedded in power and dominance. Often, social groups and strata visit language formation with their own concerns and interests, something which Eric pointed out earlier. Language formations are also formations of meanings and values. A unilateral or unequal appropriation of the meanings and values of such formations by a specific strata of society or by a specific group of a linguistic community may spell marginality and deprivation to other groups and strata of the same community. This was well understood by someone like Jyotiba Phule when he refused to entertain the invitation of Justice Ranade, his friend, to participate in the conference of Marathi authors dominated by the upper caste. Languages also provide the tools and instrumentalities of inquiry and investigation. If these tools remain the resources of any single group or strata, it may not serve the purpose of others unless such a group is wholly altruistic. So far I have remained with language. You might ask me what it has got to do with the controversy with script. Let me come to the script issue now in the background of some of my understanding with regard to languages. The domain of a script and that of a language are distinct but related. A language looks to a script to express itself beyond the zone of the familiar and intimate, and a script has no meaning without being the bearer of symbols and meanings structured in a language. While a language need not be necessarily expressed in a script, not every language finds an appropriate expression in a script, nor every script suits a language. However, scripts like languages can be occluding and confining and might be deeply caught in relations of power and dominance. Once a language makes an option to a script, then such an option further constrains the options available to a language. In many places in India, as elsewhere in the world, a language may cut across many scripts, and several languages are written in a common script. Further, collapsing a language and script together has sometimes done enormous harm, not merely to the richness of a language, but the larger relations that a language encompasses, as reflected in the Hindi-Urdu controversy. In the case of Konkani, however, some of these relations stand out sharply to relief. This is my general understanding about the relationship between language and script. Let me now come and make some quick comments about Konkani. Some of these things are obvious to most of you, but some of the people might be new to Konkani. Konkani, a language that is spoken by about 2 million people in the west coast of India, is written in several scripts. Devanagari, Roman, Kannada, and Malayalam scripts are employed for by people who otherwise inhabited more spaces or more populous languages. Gujarati and Urdu scripts too are employed to an extent by Konkani speakers. In Goa, where Konkani is the state language, while a majority of the population employs Devanagari script, a significant minority uses the Roman script for the purpose. Interestingly, this is done for ages and is an important marker of one's culture and identity. Script goes along with the constitution of very persons. There is no easy way of replacing one script with the other, as an entire culture and the literature associated with it is found in a particular script. If you take into account Konkani speakers as a whole, a large number use the Kannada script relative to any other script. But such majoritarianism can hardly be employed to run its diktat, as people's lives and their conception of their selfhood and authenticity, that is, the feeling that who we are deeply marked by the language written in a script other than Kannada. Therefore, majoritarianism cannot be a tool to decide issues of language or, for that matter, script. The relation between language and script in Konkani becomes confounded once ethnicity informs this relationship. Konkani is spoken by several upper caste communities such as Saraswats and Gaud Saraswat, by the fishing community of Kharves, the agrarian pastoral community of Kudumbis, the Muslim community of the Nawahs, and the Catholics of Goa, Mangalore, and of the surrounding coastal and Malnad region. Some of these communities, such as the Saraswats, Gaud Saraswats, and Catholics, are highly diasporic, both within the country and outside. In Goa, while the Catholics and their institutions generally employ Konkani in the Roman script, the Hindus employ the Devanagari script. In recent years, the association of Devanagari with a hallowed tradition, and particularly with Sanskrit, has made sections of the Konkani-speaking upper caste in the coastal areas of Karnataka to veer round to the Devanagari script. The issue has become highly divisive with the starting of Konkani schools in recent years. Outside Goa, and particularly in Karnataka, these schools themselves were the outcome of hard-fought battles with the dominant languages of the region. The teaching learning regime in the Konkani schools threatens to break down due to the split with regard to the employment of the script, and therefore the very achievements that have been done by the Konkani movement are likely to be deeply affected if this issue of the script is not resolved at the earliest. And therefore one can understand the way Eric is actually fostering this issue, because these were the people who actually fought for recognition of Konkani, not merely in this region, but across the world. The script controversy is deeply mired in political contentions. The Saraswats, Gaud Saraswats, and a section of the Catholics have come to believe that their genealogical roots lie at the banks of the Saraswat River in the north. The Sangh Parivar is a major presence in the entire Konkani-speaking belt today, but particularly in Goa and Karnataka coast. The Devanagari script reinforces a specific kind of dominance. Sanskrit, Devanagari, Aryavart, upper caste, Sangh Parivar. But at the same time, while it actually reinforces certain overlapping identities, it is at the same time a connecting and bonding relationship. Thereby, it could be hugely enabling, particularly to minority linguistic communities squeezed by other majority language communities. And therefore, you can understand why small communities want to link themselves up to the larger phenomena of an overlapping identity. But there are several groups who feel that such an axis is likely to marginalize low castes and minorities writing the language in scripts other than Devanagari. Further, given the fact that Marathi is written in Devanagari script, a wholesale turn to Devanagari is seen by some Konkani protagonists as challenging their hard-won autonomy. There is also an apprehension that any kind of reinforcement with an homogenized all-India identity could effectively marginalize diversities in India, and therefore script diversities and diversities of ethnic groups. And therefore, the script issue is very strongly connected to what kind of India we would like to strive towards and what kind of a relationship we would like to build up across people. Let me conclude by how does one go about probably looking at these issues. These are just suggestions, often suggestions, not hardly thought about. There are four or five suggestions that I wish to make and raise some questions as part of the understanding of this conference. Many a problem that has been raised by the script controversy is likely to be resolved by technology. Today, writings, literature can be translated from one script to the other easily by taking technological resource. And if we cannot do that, probably within a few years it would be done and much more exact kind of translations are possible. But all of us know that this solution can attend to some problems raised by the script controversy. There are other big problems that attend the script controversy, and that needs to find a very different kind of solution. And let me suggest a couple of issues in this regard, four issues in this regard. The majority of Konkanis are linguistic minorities in the regions of their birth and not merely of adoption. Therefore, Konkanis need to rally in defense of the rights of Konkanis as linguistic minorities. This is obvious. They are linguistic minorities, and if they don't fight for their rights, nobody is likely to fight for their rights. Even if they do, they may not fight for their rights in the longer run. This is something reasonable. And therefore, all Konkanis need to rally behind the language. If they do not, then not merely the numbers, but their very cultural belonging is likely to be affected in the shorter as well, particularly in the longer run. So there is something very basic to Konkani unity. This is, I am sure, most of us here would accept. The second position that I want to take up is no one can prevent anyone from writing and publishing a language in the script they are familiar. You can't prevent people from writing in a script in which they are familiar, because you would be undermining a basic value in the process if you prevent people from writing in a particular script. But I'm raising in this context two questions. But should such writing be encouraged and supported through a share of public resources? People are free to write in any script. But we need to ask the question, should public money be spent for pandering to what people want to do without debating on that issue? This is the question. If the answer to this query is going to be positive, what is the extent of this support? All right, some people might say, some people want to write creative writings in a particular script they like, and even if you argue that support should be given, what is the extent of support that should be given by public institutions? Should it be more to a group where there is likelihood of loss of support from existing public institutions? These are two or three queries that immediately come to my mind with regard to public support. Let me raise a third issue. How about networking and connectivities through script that reinforce power and the hold of people? Script can actually connect you to the larger world and thereby, reinforce power and the hold of people across cultures and also across social resources. While it cannot be avoided, it is important that resources are constantly plowed back to sustain diversity, sustain the egalitarian edge of disadvantaged groups, and reinforcement is checkmated. It is important that while you cannot wholly check people from connecting themselves to other, to a script far away, it is important that we build up an argument that those people who do not have the resources get those resources in one way or the other, because their very existence tends to be marginal in the process. And let me connect the last issue. But we also need to ask ourselves the question whether we just stay with the script issue, with the language divide issue, or help people to connect themselves to the larger world. It's important that people are enabled to get themselves connected to the larger world, because only by connecting themselves to the larger world, they will grow and they would let others grow. And eventually, I think we need to work out a situation where people insert themselves into the enabling resources of plural communities. How we are going to do it, I'm sure we are going to discuss in, you know, immediately, you know, afterwards with Professor Anvita Api's intervention, and I'm sure tomorrow throughout the day. Thank you, and I thank Mr. Eric Osorio for inviting me to chair this session. I mentioned to you that I have no great knowledge on these issues. I work on very different issues, but since I'm a Konkani and I'm interested in these issues, and I'm particularly interested in raising issues of diversity and how diversity can survive in this country, I decided to, you know, agree to be here, and I look forward for the next 2 days to listen to your comments on these issues. Thank you.
I'm sure the keynote has opened many a locks, which will be, the rooms of which will be searched for many a issues, many answers today and tomorrow. As we come to the end of the formal inaugural of the seminar, may I invite the treasurer of Jagatik Konkani Sangathan, Roy Castellino, to propose the word of thanks.
Good evening, friends. It was a very interesting opening session, the inaugural function. I think it's the prelude to the whole seminar we are going to have, the talks we are going to have today and tomorrow. Subject looks very interesting. When Eric thought of this seminar, I used to say, why Eric, why do we have to talk on this? Why get into discussions, arguments and differences? But the opening session, the inaugural ceremony, I mean the inaugural talk, the preface by Eric Osorio and the keynote address by Professor Valerian Rodriguez has changed my perception, and I think it's going to be an interesting seminar from now on. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the resource persons who are here with us today. Professor Valerian Rodriguez, who was here, has just left, I think, for some urgent work.
No, copy of his keynote address.
Yeah, he's gone to bring his copies, keynote address. He'll be back in a short while. In his absence, I'd like to thank him for being here with us today and for agreeing to chair this 2-day seminar. We are really grateful to him for his presence, for his time he has taken, and he's come all the way from Delhi to be here with us. Thank you very much, Professor Valerian Rodriguez. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank our other resource persons. We are very eminent resource persons here today. I think we at Mat Soban, we the members of the Konkani, Jagatik Konkani Sangathan, and Konkani Prachar Sanchal, and all the delegates here are very honored to have such eminent resource persons here to speak on this very important issue concerning to Konkani. Dr. Anvita Api, Professor of Linguistics, Jawaharlal Nehru University, New Delhi. Madam, we are grateful to you for your presence. Dr. Alok Rai, Professor of English, Delhi University. When Eric said he's Professor of English, I said, what's going to do here? But I also heard that he is also a linguistic expert, and he is going to enlighten us on the script issues. Dr. Alok Rai, we are very grateful for your presence, and we look forward to hear some enlightening talk from you in this seminar to follow. Dr. Asha Sarangi, Professor of Political Studies, Jawaharlal Nehru University, New Delhi. Madam, we are grateful to you. We are eager to listen to you and have some guidance on this script issue. We have our own Dr. Pratap Nair. I think the MC said Kalangan is the second home for him, and I believe he also believes that. Dr. Pratap Naik, you are our own man. We are very happy that you are here with us in this cause of this script issue. I would also take this opportunity to thank all the delegates who are here. I think we have a very, very light, very learned gathering here today. Looking at the people present here, it's the crowd that does not matter, but the people who are gathered here, they are really literates, literatures, writers. I think it's a very, very august gathering we have here, and I think something really fruitful and enlightening will emerge out of this seminar during these 2 days. Thank you very much all the delegates for sparing your time and being here. I think the concern, the love for Kumkumi has brought you all here. Thank you very much. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank our MC, Mr. Anil Pinto. Thank you for comparing this program so well. I'd also like to thank the press people who are here some of them are still here jotting down the points. I think you should be here with us for the remaining part of the seminar also till tomorrow evening, because definitely with such a eminent speakers here, it's going to be really interesting, and I thank you for your presence. I'd also like to thank the donors who have contributed to this seminar. As you know, any seminar, any conference costs a little, is expensive, and the way Eric has planned out, Jagatik Kumkumi Sangathan has to spend a little extra on this seminar, and we had sent appeals to all the delegates and all the organizations along with the invitations, and I think some have responded. Thank you very much for all those who have responded, and in anticipation I thank the others also. I know at the end of the seminar you will also like to sell out something towards the seminar here. Thank you very much. I would also like to thank our own president Tomajan Bab, who has all the way come from Goa. We have a very vibrant, very dynamic president from Goa. He is present everywhere, and his concern for Kumkumi is very much known to all. Thank you, Ramajan Bab, for coming here and encouraging us. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank our secretary, evergreen Kumkumi hero. He is my Kumkumi icon also. If not for him, I think the Kumkumi would not have been where it is today. I think it's at the top of the pedestal all over the world now. Eric Bab, thank you for thinking big and making it big. I would like to thank Mansoban for giving us this premises, and I think they have also given us accommodation for our delegates. Thanks to the president of Mansoban and all the office bearers and dignitaries of Mansoban for collaborating with Jagatik Kumkumi Sangathan. I think I have not left out anyone. Eric Bab. I will conclude my word of thanks. Thanks once again for all of you who have been here, who are with us today, and for the cause of Kumkumi, you will be with us forever. Thank you once again. Dr. Professor Valerian Rodriguez is here. I thank him in his absence, but I take this opportunity again to thank him. Thank you, sir, for your gracious presence. You have come all the way from Delhi. I think this session, the seminar, will be very fruitful with your chairing this seminar. Thank you very much.
Sorry for intervening. I would like to introduce our office bearers. The president, Mr. Thomasin Cardoz, is presently the president of the Theatre Academy of Goa. He's a theatrist, he's a singer, he's a composer, he's an organizer. He's the ex-speaker of the Goan Legislative Assembly. Now he's not into politics, but he is the ex-speaker of the Goan Assembly. Our treasurer Babroy Castellino, who just spoke, is a very big businessman, but spends a lot of time and money and energy for Konkani. So these are our office bearers. Thank you very much. And
with that, we come to the end of the inaugural of the national seminar. To make way for the next or the first session of the national seminar, where we have a paper by Anvita Abhi on script and language, relationship and contentions, which is going to be chaired by the chairperson of this seminar, Professor Dr. Vilin Rodriguez. May I request Professor Rodriguez and Dr. Anvi to be on the dais and the rest to take your seats in the audience, please.
Thank you.
Can I, we will start this session. May I now invite Professor Anvita Abhi to make a presentation. We would have, you know, Professor Anvita Abhi about roughly about half an hour. You can extend the time a little more, and then we would have interactions with the audience. Yeah. May I request now Professor Abhi to make a presentation.